This is John Robles. You're listening to an interview with Ambassador Alexander Kanuzin in Serbia.
Hello, sir. Glad to be speaking with you again. Has there been any changes today in the situation there?
Yes, indeed. Yesterday there was an agreement reached at the Russia-European Union summit to block the situation around Russian humanitarian convoys. And according to this agreement, since morning we were working with local authorities, with the government of Serbia, with representatives of the European Union in Kosovo, and finally we agreed on a plan which now is being implemented. Just now, a few cars of the European Union mission are going to Yarine block post in order to join the convoy. At the same time, customs officers are proceeding with the processing of the convoy. Hopefully, we will finish all these formalities before morning, and at 7 o'clock we will start moving, and the convoy will go to Kosovska Mitrovica to unload its humanitarian cargo.
How many trucks have actually crossed the border?
Still two trucks crossed the administrative line. One truck is under control, and 22 trucks on the side of the central Serbia.
Why would NATO do such a thing as block humanitarian aid?
No, it's not NATO. It's European Union. They insisted on procedures, including escorting the convoy. And the problem was to bring this escort through barricades which are erected along the road. So they were not able to reach the convoy. And to do that, they wanted to take advantage of the presence of the Russian humanitarian convoy. They blocked the convoy, insisting on their coming to escort it from Yarine to Kosovska Mitrovica. We had problems to meet this demand, but finally we found a compromise agreement. So the number of vehicles of the European Union will be reduced, and with this escort we will go to Kosovska Mitrovica.
Are there political motivations behind these actions by the Albanians?
Yes, the political motivation was to establish a precedent of EU mission cars going back and forth between Kosovska Mitrovica and Jarinje and Belnjak checkpoints. They wanted to establish this precedent, and thus they can pretend that the problem of passing through these checkpoints was lifted, that Albanian customs officers, police officers could join these crossing points.
I see.
Just a reminder, you're listening to an interview with Ambassador Alexander Kanuzin. He's in Serbia.
The KFOR troops.
KFOR have
are they helping you?
KFOR, they have nothing to do with this operation.
Oh, they have nothing to do there.
This is between European Union mission and local Kosovo authorities.
We had reports that there were Albanians with foreign passports, Belgian and French passports, for example, at the checkpoints, and they were acting very aggressively. Can you tell us about that?
Albanians are at the checkpoints, yes, but they are being brought there by helicopters, not by cars. And this is why all this story, the European mission wanted to bring Albanians to these crossing points by cars. And they wanted to use Russian convoy to establish this precedent, bringing Albanians to checkpoints by cars.
I see.
As of now, they are bringing them by helicopter.
Now, the checkpoints we're talking about, weren't they under Serbian control, I think, about 3 months ago?
They are under control of the European mission. And Albanians are also present there.
There's some people that say that the authorities in Kosovo that they're being controlled by Western intelligence, by MI6, and by American intelligence. Can you speak about that?
Could you repeat?
Many people are complaining that the Albanians in Kosovo are being controlled by, for example, MI6, by Western intelligence. Is that true, do you think?
I don't know that. No, I don't know that.
Okay, you don't know that. And other people are saying that there's a continuing media blackout there from Kosovo on the Serbian side. Can you tell us why there would be a media blackout? For example, there's no media coming in.
There is no media blackout. I was at the checkpoint. I talked to Serbian journalists, Russian journalists. No, I was reached by people by telephone. No problems with that.
No problems with that? What about the Western media? Have you seen any Western media there? Because there's almost no Western media reports.
I didn't see people from Western media. I didn't see it. I don't know why they didn't come.
I see. That's what I was talking about. There's the Western media is not covering anything there.
I don't know. I saw Serbians, Russians, and that's it.
Okay. I know it's a very tense situation. Do you think it will be resolved by morning? Are you confident that the situation has been resolved?
Yes, hopefully, because we agreed on the plan, and the plan is now being implemented. So hopefully everything will go smoothly.
Okay. Thank you very much, sir. Thank you.
Okay.
Is there anything else?
Thank you very much.
Is there anything else you would like to add?
Yes, thank you. Bye.
Okay, thank you, sir. Thank you very much, sir.
No, that will go. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, sir.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
That was an interview with Ambassador Alexander Kanuzin in Serbia. Thanks for listening.